when sex addiction is brought up or a factor in a person's infidelity, as a spouse of that person, what sort of things can they do that, whether it's boundaries or whatnot, that can help break the cycle of addiction?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The first three words that come to mind is actually the same word stated three times, and that's treatment, treatment, treatment.
Okay.
You know, I think that, in my opinion, these spouses should get help for themselves, you know, to get the support that they need so that they can make sure that they're looking after themselves. You know, whether we're talking about sex addiction that includes infidelity, or we're talking about infidelity in and of itself, and you know, it's just so important that the spouse get the help that they need, because they're now traumatized, and I think that their first job or first responsibility is to themselves, and making sure that they are looking after themselves, because by doing that, they're going to be in a better position to define what we call or refer to in the field as non-negotiable boundaries that need to be met if they are going to, you know, even consider staying in the relationship. You know, and I definitely think people can recover, not only think and believe that people can recover from sex addiction. I've seen it happen many, many times. But, you know, it really, really begins by establishing very, very clear non-negotiable boundaries of what needs to happen in order to continue to work on the relationship. And that may include, you know, and often does include assessment, treatment, regular involvement in one or more 12-step groups. And when I say one or more, eventually it may settle into meeting one with one group. But at the beginning, you know, sometimes we say 90 meetings in 90 days. And that may include going to several 12-step groups for the person with the addiction. I believe a non-negotiable boundary would be that the acting out behavior stop, may include being tested for an STD, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't think it's the role of the spouse to stop the acting out behavior, to break the cycle, but certainly doing their part, I think is how you phrased the question. I think doing their part is looking after themselves and mm-hmm. being guided by their own process that a certified sex addiction therapist would guide them through. That would, you know, help them look after themselves and as I say, help break the cycle from that perspective.
So more of a support role than anything else.
Well, I think it's, you know, saying support. I think that part of it is understanding the addictive process, which is part of the work that the spouse would engage in. So understanding, dealing with their own trauma, understanding the process of addiction and how it works, or the cycle of addiction, how it works, et cetera, et cetera. But it's more than just support from that perspective. It's dealing with their own trauma. And I can't understate I don't want to understate the pain that the spouse will be in when they find out that they've been living with a spouse who's been acting out for however long, you know, like infidelity, it just throws everything into a free fall, and the non non-sex addict partner really needs needs a lot of support. So I don't think it's up to the spouse of the sex addict to, you know, enforce what happens. I think it's really more about looking after themselves, and part of that is establishing healthy boundaries with consequences that they could act on and follow through with if they need to. That's what I would say.